Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Win in STEM podcast. This is your host, Shade. I know it's been a while since you heard from me. Life has been really busy, but you know, that's no excuse to leave y'all hanging, okay? So your girl is back and ready to bring you some great content. For our first-time listeners and a little refresher for our returning listeners, Win in STEM is a platform to highlight successful people of color STEMists to show others how to get a seat at the table and win in science, technology, engineering, and math. So lately, one thing that really has been resonating with me is the importance of community. So for those who know me personally, y'all know that everything I do stems from community. If it's bringing people together or sharing resources with my community, I'm about that life, right? So I was thinking what my next series of the podcast should be about, and I was thinking, why not highlight STEM organizations and businesses that are for our community and helping to break down barriers for people of color in STEM? So to kick off the series, I am really excited about today's guest. His name is Dr. Nehemiah Mabry, and he is the founder and CEO of STEM Media. His organization is so unique. You can think of it as a STEM meets creatives in a sense, but he'll definitely explain more in the show. So thank you, Dr. Nehemiah, for being a guest on Win in STEM.
Sade, listen, this is a treat. Thank you so much for having me on here. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Awesome. So before we get started, one of the things we do on the podcast is to allow our guests to introduce themselves. So, you know, we don't really get the opportunity to brag about ourselves in a good way. So I want this opportunity for you to tell our listeners who you are, what you do, share your accomplishments. This is your time to shine. The floor is yours.
Hey, listen, this is a great opportunity to shine on the Win in STEM podcast. So thank you. Yeah, so I'm an engineer, educator, and entrepreneur. I usually go by those three E titles. Born and raised in the South, southern part of the United States. I'm African-American. Young man that has always enjoyed the spaces of technical and creative intelligence, right? So, you know, I'm talking about logos and designing and a junk drawer growing up, trying to make random contraptions out of like broken hangers and empty Pringle cans and the whole nine. Right. So that was me growing up. I went to school for structural engineering and mechanics, had an opportunity to intern at NASA and work there until I got eventually a job that I did all the way through my master's degree program. Paid for the beginning of my PhD program. When I was in my PhD program, I started this personal extracurricular activity to create content to inspire and elevate my peers in STEM. And that later became STEM Media, the company that I now do full-time after about a 7-8 year career as a structural engineer full-time. I now work as an entrepreneur who does a lot of education and edutainment even. Both on and offline, and that's me in a nutshell.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know you did this full time. That's dope.
Yeah, I'm recently in the full time game. So far as of this recording, I've been doing it about two and a half years full time.
Nice. Props to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So let's dive in. There's so many facets to STEM Media. I feel like it's the one-stop shop for people of color who are interested in STEM or already in STEM. But I really want to hear from you. What is STEM Media? What's its mission? How and why did it start?
Yeah, so STEM Media is an ed tech and media company. And we have a mission to elevate and empower what I like to say is underestimated STEM success. So it started when I was in grad school, as I said, and there was this story goes that there was this video contest put on by MTV, Intel, and Facebook at the time about engineering under President Obama. The goal was to reduce attrition, or in other words, increase retention of people in the engineering disciplines just because of the grand challenges that exist in our country and our world. And so I entered this contest when I was at North Carolina State University. A lot of people were doing a lot of talking head stuff, but you know, I said, Sade, I'm about to make the Super Bowl commercial for engineering. That was my mindset.
Okay.
So I decided to get my friend and say, yo, just follow me around campus. I did this whole like little narrative. In my mind, I was like making a Nike commercial, right, for STEM. Mm-hmm. I look back at it. And while the storyline, I think it's still pretty dope. I'm like, man, this was definitely much better in my mind. But it was good enough to win the national grand prize of this video contest.
Oh, wow.
And from there, it sort of got me a little local notoriety here in the North Carolina area, where I began to be requested to do similar content for after school programs and classes on campus and certain professors. And that is how STEM Media was born. So in essence, it began as a video production company. And then over time, as social media became a place where we put out content, our brand began to grow. You know, you start getting followers, you connect with like-minded people online. And so from there, it became, again, a goal to elevate and empower my peers, but even more so those who are underrepresented. So we're talking about Black, Hispanic, Indigenous communities. And I'm like, man, you know, there's an opportunity here to help people not just, again, be attracted to it, but to stay with it. That was the whole mantra, right? Stay with it. Because, you know, the world is waiting, I believe, on many of the ideas that lie in the minds of people who may or may not see themselves in the space. And so that is our goal. And we've evolved over time. I'm talking about events. We've been able to partner with some pretty large organizations, Wired Magazine, Discovery, PBS, over the years. We hosted our own virtual summit where we brought together 2,000 to 3,000 people over the course of 4 years annually, where we just did a lot of personal and professional development. And yeah, now today we are embarking upon this ed tech space where we're able to partner with universities who want to supplement their curriculum in the process of developing diverse technical talent.
That's dope. Wow. Like all this stemmed off from that one video.
Yeah, no, it absolutely. That one video was the start. And I remember the people who helped me with that video, who encouraged me to do it. And I always tell them to this day, I'm like, man, thank you. You were there. You were there day zero.
Right. Not just started from one. The bottom, like, now we're here.
No doubt.
I love it. Is that video on YouTube? I definitely want to check it out.
It is on YouTube. Like if you went to STEM Media on YouTube, and that's STEM Media, one word with one M, STEMEDIA. It's literally the oldest video on our channel. So the very first upload of STEM Media is that video that, you know, launched what we are.
Wow, yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. And also,
don't judge you on the quality, though. Right? The quality is definitely...
You know, back then, you know,
I mean, we had to grow. You got to start somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere. But it was enough to get in the game. It was enough to get in the game.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, STEM Media, like, y'all are doing really great things. Like, I'm on your newsletter. I'll follow y'all on social media. And y'all just released this big news recently, partnering up with PBS.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us other programs and initiatives that STEM Media offers for people of color who are interested in like pursuing careers or even like an education in STEM?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad you brought up PBS because right now we just launched our new series called Hungry Planet, which is a food science show that basically look at the ways that scientists and communities are preserving not only the history around certain culturally relevant dishes and staple foods, but also the science to make it resilient and more nutritious. So that's pretty cool. I encourage the listeners to check that out on YouTube that we're doing with PBS Digital Studios. We've had other shows with them. We did another show with them a year ago called Why Am I Like This? That was pretty cool. It was sort of your skit / humorous science show where we did a lot of things that were related to human biology and just reasons and why we have certain quirks and why we smell or why we have hair and just like a whole bunch of randomness, right? What was very entertaining, very fun. But outside of that, you know, we've been fortunate to partner with a lot of universities in bringing digital content, media content, as well as like offline workshops and programming. North Carolina State University, we've been worked with University of Austin, Texas at Austin. It's just so many others that we've been able to do things like helping young people who are in this, these STEM majors find purpose, right? Find you know, their path, something that's helpful for their unique combination of talents and skills and passions, right? So just really, 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 really enjoy everything we're doing. We have our own community as well. So people are able to follow us on social media and engage with some of our content and our events, sign up for those. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of just what we're doing regularly in a nutshell, right? We're being hired as production companies. We bring content in the form of programming offline, and we're building our own community.
Yeah, the community aspect is really important. So I'm just thinking about when I was in college, the only community I had was, I had an SB. But, you know, within my NSBE chapter, not everyone was on the same major. So we all were struggling with different, like, our different coursework. And sometimes I'm like, man, do I really want to be an engineer still? Like, why should I do this? But I think community is really important. I would rather struggle with my peers or struggle by myself.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the reason why some people graduate, really.
Yeah, really.
Because of the community, you know? That's absolutely a fact.
So you've been running STEM Media for a couple of years now. What's been your biggest challenge running STEM Media?
Ooh, listen, I'm going to keep it a thou wow. Money, flat out money. And here's the thing, right? Money isn't everything. However, it definitely affects a lot of things. And what I mean by that is because a lot of times we start organizations, you know, you have this wonderful podcast. We do it for a passion, right? And it doesn't always have a solid business model attached to it, which is why some people become nonprofits and they look for grants and donations to support themselves, while others, you know, start businesses, which in and of itself is a craft and something you need to learn. So I say money because the only way that you can sustain what you're doing, no matter how noble it is that is if there are resources that allow you to continue to invest on it. Because it's a number of things that can happen. One, you can be forced to get a job, which is fine, and you do it on the side, but then there goes a lot of your time and your energy. So I shout out to you and everyone who's doing things that they're doing on the side, because I know that it is a sacrifice. But what money allows you to do is then maybe free up a little bit more of your time and not have to always worry about other ways, right, to pay the bills. And then therefore you can kind of give more attention to the grand and noble work. And so money is important to just be able to sustain and secure the longevity of what we're doing.
So how do you overcome these challenges? I'm sure that you probably had partnerships. Well, I mean, you do have partnerships since partnership. So did you go to them or did they seek you out? How did that work?
That's great too. I mean, I think, first of all, I think it's important to learn and challenge ourselves to become acquainted with the business. Like if we are very, very serious about what we're doing, become acquainted with, all right, what are all the ways organizations like this make money? Some are sponsorships. Some are actually selling services. And I think in our case, that's really where we came down on. Like, we still produce content for other people. We're still hired as a media production company, which is the business. But that also allows us to get revenue to do the things that we want to do on our own originally, right? So that's one of the things. Going back to sponsorships, a little bit of both. Sometimes you're able to partner with other people that have relationships with certain entities. And if you are able to put forth maybe a project or initiative that they can get behind, and so they will give funds for that particular initiative. And then other times, like you said, you got to go out to people. You got to go sell. And that has been a challenge initially, I would say, for someone who just wanted to do cool stuff, right? Like you usually as an artist, when you're creative, you're just like, I just want to make the stuff. Well, you know, I think I had to come to the point where I said, you know, I actually got to learn how to sell. Like I got to learn how to sell. And it's not a lot of people look at it as like a sleazy kind of thing. But when you truly believe that what you're doing is good for the world, then you don't have to look at your sales lean as getting one over on people. You're actually looking at sales as enabling you to bring something into fruition that people truly need. And so that's really how I have been and continue to overcome that.
Nice. I think that's one thing I learned about being an entrepreneur, like telling your story in a way that really resonates with people. Because once it resonates with someone, they would throw any type of resources at you, if it's money or just whatever, because they can really resonate with, you know, your mission and the cause that you're really standing for.
Absolutely.
So STEM Media has been making a huge impact. Y'all are doing amazing things. And I can personally say that I've also been impacted by STEM Media. I've attended your virtual summit events in the past years.
I didn't even know that. Like, I'm like, oh.
Okay. No, I'll be peeping. I'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
But I'm curious to hear, what are some success stories or like inspiring experiences that you've witnessed through STEM Media that you can be like, wow, this org is really making a difference and I'm seeing it in real life?
For sure. Oh man, so many, really. I mean, I remember when I first started, kind of the first freshman class of engineering students that I was able to kind of meet, like as they were starting, included some incredibly talented young people that were, you know, embarking upon the world of engineering for the very first time. And I remember going and doing sort of like a talk for them right before they started school, sort of like the summer bridge program. And I got connected to a number of people. One, I will give a shout out to my sister Yasmin, who was from the islands, who came and to the States to go to school, and just been able to connect with her throughout the course of her journey, remembering times that she was able to participate in some of our events. We had a STEM poetry slam that we did a couple of years she participated in. And this, she was just always like really engaged. And I vividly remember times when she was really questioning, you know, her ability to overcome some of the difficulty that existed in her major. And I just remember really making an effort to not only tell her that I believe that she could do it, but getting her to be able to say it and do it herself. And so, man, just time has passed and she has since become not only a graduate, but has done some incredible work in the automotive industry as a mechanical engineer. Wow. I believe she is considered even growing beyond just the technical work to more of a business or management role. I mean, she's just one example. From that same class of people, you have others who've done just equally as great of things in their careers that really just like really reminds me that, hey, the young people that I'm supporting right now, I have no idea what they will go on to do, what they'll go on to be. Emails, right? People who've reached out, who I don't even know what they look like, right? But they seen the content or seen me being interviewed or somebody that's featured in some of our content online, that they'll reach out and say, hey, I'm trying to do this. Can you help us out? And then next thing you know, after a few words of advice, you hear something a year or two later that says, thank you so much for helping me. I'm now in my master's program, or I now have a job at this place, or I now started this company. Those things are just really affirming. They're really affirming. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, Sade, like, it's important to know that, like, see, you don't plant and harvest in the same day. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have a season where you're going to plant these seeds. And then if you just hang on for a while, you'll eventually see the reaping of the harvest of the seeds you planted. And that is great, because then you know that the seeds that you're planting at that time are also going to have their day of harvest. Mm-hmm. And so that has been an incredibly rewarding experience, I would say, all around.
Yeah, like just hearing people's success stories like really warm my heart. Even with the podcast, I'm not going to lie, there are some times where I'm tired. I'm like, I'm in, staying. I do the recording, the editing, the media. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm just like, man, I'm tired. But then just randomly, like at the perfect time, I get that email like, hey, Sade, you know, I was on an interview and I listened to one of your podcast episodes and I got the job, or I connected with one of your podcast speakers and he helped me. I'm like, wow, really? and I don't even know these people, you know? Yeah. And it's just crazy how, like you said, like planting seeds and just seeing and hearing the harvest is it's just really amazing. It just really motivates me to continue moving forward, because the work that you're doing, someone really needs it, and someone's really counting on you to, you know, continue to do your work. You're like an answered prayer to them.
Yeah.
That's what I think about it.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, absolutely. And it's people that you may not even ever meet, right? Like in person or what have you. Like, you just got to have faith that like this is not in vain and that there is a purpose in this. So, you know, I'm a man of faith. And so a lot of the things I do really connect to sort of just deeper belief and purpose that I have. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you have to believe it sometimes before you see it.
Yeah. I love that. I love it. So you just launched your second show for PBS Digital Studios. Yep. Are there any upcoming projects or future plans that you're excited about? If you could talk about it.
Hey, you know how it is. Sometimes you got to keep it close to the vest until it's ready, right?
You got to take out the oven too soon.
But no, there are definitely things. I mean, I'll tell you too, going back to like selling and just finding ways to develop your business, once you kind of embrace that, you realize that you are always in sort of pitching mode. You're always proposing things, and there are always things that are in consideration. And, you know, you just have to make sure that you don't ever get too complacent. Like, you just, hey, we just came out with a show. All right, so let me just chill and not work for a month. Like, I've done that for a while, where it's like, sell a project, work on a project for several months. And then when the project is over, it's like, man, we ain't had nothing else in the pipeline. So now you got to spend another several months trying to sell things. But, you know, it's important to always make sure you have things lined up. So right now we have things that are being considered that we are definitely optimistic and hopeful that will, you know, will come to fruition or will be awarded, will be granted, so that, you know, when this opportunity is passed, there's something else going on. Always.
Awesome. I can't wait.
No doubt. I know that you're interviewing me offline at some point. I gotta hear more about your vision, right? Because I think this is an incredible platform. Because at the end of the day, we all trying to win and still, right? And we want to help others win.
If I win, we all win. We picking each other up. I'm all about that.
Facts. No doubt.
So looking into the future, what are your long-term goals with STEM Media? And what steps do you plan to continue supporting people of color in STEM?
Yeah, STEM Media is, the vision is to become a brand that is synonymous with profound undertakings and people of color who are incredibly gifted in both creative and technical spaces. I'm talking about the Discovery Channel with a little bit more sauce, right? I'm talking about ESPN, but for STEM. You know, I'm talking about combining the cultural competency of a BET with the science and technological bents of a Wired magazine and Smithsonian, right? These are the things that we're trying to create. So when you think about something that gets you, I'm talking about as a young African-American, as a Hispanic, as someone who has traditionally underrepresented these space, someone that gets you, that can relate to the stuff that you're studying in your physics class, in your chemistry class, but at the same time incorporates the very same culture that makes you, you. That's what I want STEM Media to represent. So whether it's TV shows, whether it's digital content, whether it's educational content that your school or your university can bring into their program, that's what I want STEM Media to represent. And in terms of the steps that are being taken is finding out, again, what are those courses, and then what are those gaps, right, that we could fill? Finding people to partner with, finding the resources to produce it. It's not all going to happen at once, but as long as we can continue to build one brick upon another, one course upon another, one show upon another, one audience member, one podcast like this, right, upon another, I believe that we're going to get there. And at some point, whether or not people know who Dr. Nehemiah Mabry is, they will have a reality. People coming behind us will have a reality in their STEM journey that we didn't have, that there will be a new normal from their perspective, to where they don't have to even wonder whether or not they belong, but they will be able to make a duh, right, to any type of question as to whether or not they not only belong, but if they have what it takes. Why? Because STEM media, along with platforms like this, will continue to make that unmistakable.
Yes, yes, yes. Upward and beyond. I believe it.
Yeah, for sure.
So now as we close, my listeners are always down to support a good cause. And I know that STEM media is something that they truly want to support. So how can our listeners get involved with STEM media? They can volunteer, sponsor, just yeah, help in any type of way, shape, or form.
No doubt. So here's what I'll say. I'll say definitely connect and follow us on social media. We're on Instagram and YouTube will probably be my first two point to. Same thing, STEMEDIA. Instagram, YouTube, follow. But then we like to make it easy if people want to really just kind of in general connect. STEMmedia.com/connect. Mm-hmm. STEMmedia.com/connect is another good place to go. And as we just continue to put out things, please support, share, like, promote on whatever platform you have. And then as you see things come out, we will always extend the invitation to either sign up, to donate, to make connections. And then, yeah, I'm always available as well. Wow, let me change that. I'm not always available. I'm always willing. Let me say that. Mm-hmm. I am always willing to hear from anyone. Whether or not I'm always able to, you know, respond right away, I am always willing to connect with anyone.
Awesome. Thank you. So I'll make sure to put all that information in the podcast link. And yeah, everybody make sure to follow, like, subscribe on their social media. Check out PPS, Digital Studios. Yes. Their new series that's out.
Hungry Planet is the name.
Hungry Planet. Yeah. Go and check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Nehemiah. This was amazing. I really enjoyed learning more about, like, your journey and the STEM media and what you guys are doing. And I honestly can't wait for what you guys have in store. Can't wait.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for reaching out. Thank you for the invitation to come on the show. And hopefully we get to have many more conversations beyond this.
Yes, 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 of course. My listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the When in STEM podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe on our platforms, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, the whole nine yards. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on Instagram at the When in STEM podcast. And if you know any other STEM organizations that are doing great work in your community and you want them to be highlighted, or you yourself want to be a guest, send us a message. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your week. Y'all be great and go out and win in STEM.